Okay, I had to share with you all my experience that I just had. On June 27th, my son's book was released on Amazon. He's a self-published author now. This is his first book. And so it's a long story about the book, but the book is about his teenage life and how the things that he dealt with in middle school and high school. And he wrote the book to help other students to get through, to let them know that you'll get through middle school and high school and you'll be fine. And so some of the stories are really funny, and some of them are really serious, and just the challenges that he went through. So that being said, so of course, because I'm his mom, I wanted to be the first to buy the book. So I purchased the book, and then of course I called my parents and they purchased their books, and it was supposed to be delivered Friday. Well, my parents got theirs, but I didn't get mine. And the message that I got on Amazon said that the carrier tried to deliver the package, but it's in a gated community and he was not able to, he didn't have the code to gain access. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they talking about? Because the Amazon locker is outside of a Quick Trip, which is a gas station. So there is no locker. It's not a community. It's the gas station. So I called Amazon to explain to them about that, and their representative was from the Philippines, and she kept on saying the carrier is USPS. And I said, oh, okay. I said, so the post office. I said, which post office is it? Because I'll just go to the post office and pick it up. And she goes, well, the address is, it's not, she said, it's USPS. I said, yes, that's the United States Postal Service. So she said it again. Well, USPS wasn't able to deliver it. And I said, that's the Postal Service. And I said, you're not saying UPS, right? Are you talking about the people with the brown truck? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, okay. I said, all right. And then she said, yeah, USPS said, I said, ma'am, USPS is the United Postal Service. That's what I mean when I say the post office. She didn't get it. So she tells me, she apologizes and says that I'm sorry you didn't receive your package, but it's because of the gated community. So I explained to her it's not a gated community. So we go on and on back and forth, and then I just got off the phone and she said it would be delivered the next day, which is Saturday. So I check my email. It's about 10 o'clock. I don't see that the package was delivered. So I'm like, wait a minute, it's not delivered? So I called Amazon and I shared with them that my package still was not delivered, and I had to go through all the stories of, because it was another person that was from the Philippines. And she got on the phone, the supervisor got on the phone and apologized that it was not there. And she said that it was at the post office and that I could pick it up. So I said, okay, I'll go to the post office. I go by the post office, and the post office closed at 2. I was there at 1:30. So I walk up to the lady. I explain to her that my package is here. It was supposed to be at an Amazon locker, blah, blah, blah. So the lady asks for my ID, and she looks at my zip code and goes, no, it wouldn't be here. And I said, I'm sorry? And she goes, no, your package isn't here. And I said, no, I received an email from Amazon telling me that it's at this location. She goes, no, your zip code is in a different location. I said, that's not where the package was going to. That's my home address. It was going to an Amazon locker. And she goes, okay, whatever. So she goes walking around in a big circle and is like, well, your package ain't here. It's the wrong post office. And I was like, what? So I call Amazon, and I'm on the phone with the lady, and I'm telling her, the Amazon rep, I'm telling her all that I'm dealing with at the post office. Mind you, people were being they're servicing other people. I'm still waiting. So I tell the lady, I said, I was just told by Amazon it's at this location based off of the zip code from the Amazon locker. So the lady goes, you're just going to have to talk to my supervisor. I said, okay. She goes, stand over there. So I'm standing there. Well, a lady comes out, but she comes to the register. And I said, excuse me, are you the supervisor? She was like, she did just like that. And looks at me and rolls her eyes. And she goes, can I help the next person? I was like, did she just ignore me? I said, I guess she's not the supervisor. So I'm standing there and I'm waiting. Well, now my phone is about to go dead. So I was like, oh my goodness, let me write down this tracking number and all of this before my phone goes dead. So I'm looking for a pen. Find a pen. Now I'm looking all over for a piece of paper. Then I said, forget it. I'll just ask this lady at the register. And I said, excuse me, miss, can I have... She was like, I'm helping somebody. I was like, my phone's about to go dead and I need this track. She was like, can I help you? And totally ignored me. I was like, oh my goodness. So I go to the other register and I said, miss, I'm sorry to bother you, but my phone's about to go dead. You told me to stand over there and wait. I'm not going to have the tracking information because my phone is about to go dead. Can I have a receipt, please? So she gives me a blank receipt so I can write down the tracking number. Well, Amazon calls me while I'm standing there waiting. Amazon calls me to tell me, yes, your package is there. Did you get it? I said, no. So I said, I'm still waiting for the supervisor. So the people on Amazon apologized, and which was really nice and I appreciate it. But I was just like, I cannot believe this. You know, this is such an exciting moment that my son's book is released and I want to pick it up and I want to read it. And so I'm just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is going on right now. So the lady on Amazon was like, well, I'll stay on hold with you to make sure that you get your package. And I said, I can't stay on hold with you because my phone's about to go dead. I said, could you make sure that I have the right number that I can give the lady at the postal service? So she gives me a different tracking number, which I'm so glad I asked because that's not the number I wrote down. So the lady, so I get off the phone with Amazon. I'm waiting. The post office closes because it's 2:00 and I'm just standing there waiting. Well, it's 2:30. A lady finally walks out and she's like, who needs to see me? And the lady at the register pointed and said, her over there, like that. Like, can you believe this? Like, this is like the worst service I've ever gotten. Like, I'm just like, is this real right now? So, I'm sorry, I just pulled up and this guy's music is like so loud. Hopefully you guys don't hear it. But anyway, So the supervisor comes and she says to me, what is it with this package now? So I explained it all to her. She goes, okay, give me the number. So I gave her the number. She goes back and, well, before she goes back, she says to me, oh, it seems to be that the locker was broken and he wasn't able to put the package in. He wasn't able to open the locker. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, all right, I'll just call Amazon to let them know because they should know if there's a defect of some sort, right, of their locker. So she went in the back and got my book and came out with it. And I was just so happy, of course. So I thanked her very much. And the lady that was really, really rude to me, I went over and I walked to her and I said, I said, thank you. And she never even looked up. And I said, miss, and she looked up at me, rolled her eyes. And I said, I just wanted to say thank you. She goes, for what? I said, I wanted to say thank you because you got that supervisor for me and I appreciate it. And she didn't even say anything. She just went back to her work. I said, ooh, she's a, ooh. I'm just saying, the post office, the people that work at the post office that have an attitude like that, they should be really lucky it's a government job. Because if you got paid based off of your service, she would be fired today, right now. Okay? her attitude was just so funky. It wasn't even funny. But anyway, so I called the lady from Amazon. I told her I was at the post office for 1 hour and 5 minutes. And the lady on Amazon goes, "Oh my goodness, Miss Washington, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry you went through all of this." And so Amazon, what they did was they gave me $15 gift card and they gave me Amazon Prime for 30 days. And she said that she was going to send me an email. I didn't check it yet, so it might be they give me something else, but I told her what the post office said, that there was a defect with the locker. So she went and looked it up in her system and she goes, "There's not a defect with the locker." And she said, "I apologize that she lied to you, but that's not true." She said, "I guess they're trying to cover each other." I said, "Maybe." And that's fine if that's the case, but, you know, it's just such a disturbance. So the lady at the Amazon, I told her, I said, "Well, I appreciate Amazon and your service and what you guys do." And I said, "Please make note with Amazon that it doesn't have anything to do with Amazon. It has something to do with that postal service." I said, "I don't want to say that all postal services are like that. It's specifically that location." And I was just telling my friend that postal service is nowhere near my house. It's considered in the hood, in the ghetto. And I tell you that their customer service sucks. And so I wrote down the complaint number. I'm going to call and complain because that was just, there's no reason to treat people nasty like that. And it was just, I can't believe my experience I just had over, it's just shocking. And I tell you, customer service should be priority. Matter of fact, I am going to definitely go on Twitter and use the Postal Service hashtag and complain about that location. I'm definitely going to put the name of that post office and say that their service was just horrible. Something needs to be done about it because it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I got my son's book and I'm going to be reading it today. And I'll probably be back on to share with you all some of the stories that's in there. And then, of course, I'm going to put the link so you can purchase the book and check it out if you want. It is in a Kindle version in Amazon. And it's also in paperback. And my son's name is Daryl Washington Jr. And the name of the book is called Teen Chronicles. So, matter of fact, when I post this, I'll have the picture and I'll post the link as well so you all can check it out. And I just want to say thank you all for the support. But I just had to share this story about customer service. I do not... That is a pet peeve of mine. Customer service is everything. Customer service makes or breaks a business. And maybe the United States Postal Service is protected because it's the government. But oh my goodness, that was the worst ever experience I ever had. But Amazon, still love you guys. I'm gonna always shop with Amazon. But I will not use that locker. I will just have it delivered to my home.